Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on one of those mornings in the fall that makes it feel more like summer.
Yeah, you know, this is really something. It's been cold a little bit. Now it's quite warm, and one wants to attach each of these phenomena to global warming or not, but that's impossible.
Speaking of global warming, we did see the Defense Department release a report earlier this week which detailed things like pandemic diseases and natural disasters and people fleeing areas that are experiencing climate change and their plans to deal with that issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have to defend the country and you have an army base somewhere on an island, or if you are having to defend shorelines that aren't going to be there anymore, obviously you have big issues to worry about. And the Defense Department was quite out there in terms of listing all of those things that they had to worry about.
Speaking of worrying about, of course, Ebola has been in the top of the news day after day. Now, an article focusing on the hospital where the Ebola virus spread and what could happen there. And I suppose if there are cases that pop up at other hospitals, people might start to steer clear of them.
And David, I have to tell you, I have said from the beginning of this discussion, and people say, well, you're fear-mongering, but now the president says the same thing. It's going to happen here, no question. So we better be ready for it. And we see that the transmission can be anything but protected by suits and other things, because one little slip and you're done. So this country has to really be on top of it and be prepared for what happens when it does arrive, because it will arrive.
A report by the New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman finds almost three-quarters of all home rentals via the pioneering service in New York City known as Airbnb were illegal, violating zoning or other laws.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know whether he's right or wrong. I do know this. The real estate industry spends tons of money on politicians. And I must say, his risk here is that he takes on a constituency that is middle class and voting. And since hotel rooms are frightfully expensive in New York, this is one way in which both homeowners and people who are coming into the city can make some kind of an accommodation. So by doing that, I think he faces a certain kind of risk. And let me just say that there are those of us who have done this thing, this Airbnb. It's fun, but in fact, it is something that has political implications if you take on the incredible number of people who do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you, as always.
Thank you, David.